Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 10th of July 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, on 3.67 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, on 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, on 14.13 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, and on 28.525 MHz by Dale VK7DG. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Radio software news. Accessible GD77, a new version release. Joseph VK7JS has just released the latest version of Accessible GD77, the alternate firmware for the Radiodity GD77, GD77S, Baofeng DM1801, 1801A and RD5R radios. This release adds the following new features. Channels can be sorted by name, frequency or code plug order from the radio. Contacts can be sorted by name or code plug order right from the radio. Talk groups and dialed DTMF contacts are now associated with each channel. This means that if you choose a talk group on one DMR channel, when you revisit that channel, that talk group is automatically reselected. You will need to key up to enable and ensure your repeater or hotspot is synchronized. On analog channels, when you dial a DTMF contact from the contacts list, it is automatically saved for that channel. If your node has disconnected, press long hold SK2 plus hash to redial the channel's saved DTMF contact. You can clear the DTMF contact for a channel using SK2 plus red, which for DMR channels clears a private call. A new custom prompt review mode for making it easy to add, edit and manage custom voice prompts. The temperature can now be viewed in both Fahrenheit as well as Celsius. DTMF rate can be controlled from the radio. The reverse feature is now a proper toggle, a long-held hash. Lots of fixes and enhancements for GD77S to bring it closer to GD77 functionality. This can be downloaded from the address on the email edition of this broadcast or from GitHub directly. And the address is www.blindhams.com. He has also been working with the OpenRTX team to bring full voice prompt accessibility to the TYT MD380, 390, UV380, UV390 and other radios. So look out for this in coming weeks. At 73 from Joseph, VK7JS. Wanted. The Australian Antarctic Division is looking for station comms tech and senior comms tech positions that have been re-advertised for 22-23, as they are somewhat low on numbers. Further details about the roles can be found at the links in the email edition of this broadcast. If you are interested, or you know somebody who may be interested, then please forward this information. For more information, you can contact the station telecommunications team leader, Sangeeta Lal, on 03-6232-3420. That number again, 03-6232-3420, or email Sangeeta, that's S-A-N-G-E-E-T-A, dot Lal, L-A-L-L, at AAD.gov.au. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Last Thursday, we had a huge number of people on the net transmitting and receiving pictures. There were also many new call signs seen, including VK7's ZGK, EV, ZAB, DW, PD, ZCF, GS, FGGT, HSC, HHS, TW, HST, PAK and KPC. The images can be viewed on the NTARC blog page thanks to Andre, VK7ZAB, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. There are also a few new modes with Martin 1 and 2, along with Robot 36 and Scotty 1 and 2. Of special note was some images from the Hobart Hackerspace VK7HHS, with Brian VK7BM and Ken VK7DY behind that station, and great to hear the Hackerspace on air. It was great to have a short on-air conversation with Leo from the Hackerspace, who is studying for his amateur radio licence, a huge night of SSTV that I think finished up about 9:30pm. It's a great way to dust off your rig and get those digital interfaces working and send a few pics. A reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF, that's on 146.650MHz with a -600kHz offset, can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG by using different CTCSS tones. 123Hz for local southern operation and 141.3Hz for linking RAF to VK7RJG, which is 438.55MHz with a -7MHz offset. When using VK7RJG, you will need a 141.3Hz CTCSS tone to link with VK7RAF. We will continue these nights, so why not join in and share some pictures? It's a great way to test your digital interfacing. We get underway from around 7:30pm. At 73 from Peter, VK7PD, and Justin, VK7TW. Contest news. Winter VHF and above field day logs. Reminder that tomorrow is your last chance to get your log in for the winter field day. At the time of writing, there were at least 11 VK7 logs that had been uploaded, and a reminder that once you upload your log, please check that your file name appears in the list of uploaded logs. The deadline for uploading logs is before midnight, East Monday, 11th of July, 2022. Now news from the north. SOTA activation. So what does a group of radio amateurs do on a mid-winter's day when rain is threatening? A SOTA activation, of course. Wednesday, July the 6th, saw the intrepid trio of Al, VK7AN, Rodney, VK7HAM and Peter, VK7PD, travelling east to Scottsdale under heavy cloud and the occasional light shower. One suggestion was to spend an extended lunch break at a local cafe instead. However, on arrival at the Mount Stronach car park, no rain was encountered, so, equipped with wet weather gear and the essential radio equipment, the three began the ascent. Several light showers were encountered on the way. The track up Mount Stronach is quite a steady grade through dry sclerophyll forest. In clear weather, the high points afford views over Scottsdale and Bass Strait. At the summit, the weather obliged by turning on some cloudy sunshine, which lasted the duration of the activation. A light lunch was consumed by some while checking out a suitable tree for holding the link dipole. A rock was skillfully hurled over a branch with halyard attached, then the dipole positioned in inverted V formation and the IC705 connected. Stations started to pour in as soon as 7090kHz was selected. A total of 12 stations were worked in VKs 1, 2, 3, 5 and 7. Then the weather started to look threatening again, so the gear was hastily packed away and the descent begun. Light rain started falling just as the car came into view. Some serious rain was observed from the comfort of the aforementioned cafe. Mount Stronach has been activated only twice before. It is a picturesque granite mountain that affords magnificent views. Photos, and thanks to Rodney, a movie clip of the event can be seen on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. At 73 from Peter, VK7PD. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Over the past few weeks, there have been many expressions of interest in the up-and-coming club rooms working bee. There will be inside and outside jobs, weather permitting, including a big garage clean-out, HF antenna replacement, and miscellaneous inside jobs. Needless to say, tea and coffee will be provided, but BYO lunch. A date will be forthcoming in the next few weeks, so watch this space. And the mug order, the ones that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. There's been an unbelievably fast turnaround, and thanks to Anne, VK7ANN, the order has been fulfilled and delivered. They are now available at the NTARC club rooms. If you have ordered one but can't get in to pick it up, drop us a note to the secretary and we will see what we can arrange. Because of the large order, we received a very favourable discount this time. Your final price is only $10. If you want the handle attached, it will be extra. Only joking. Hi, hi. Thursday night, statewide SSTV net. Any interested operators can view all images decoded from the output of VK7RJG on the NTARC website under blogs, or follow the link in the text version of this broadcast. This will give you a valuable tool as to how you are being received, including signal strength and any noise or interference that may be present. Also, over the month, you can see subtle atmospheric effects exhibited on the UHF radio link that is connecting VK7RJG and VK7RAF. This will show up any southern originated SSTV images, which also included in the NTARC blogs. Did anybody notice the Auntie Jack Show SSTV image going through last Thursday night? As the ABC is celebrating its 90th year of broadcasting, it seems an interesting piece of trivia that the picture was taken from the first ABC television show that contained a colour segment that went to air, and it introduced colour to the ABC audience. This was on the 1st of March 1975. It was a special edition of the Auntie Jack Show and was filmed in colour, but the majority of the show went to air in black and white. The final colour segment was created by overlaying the colour image in a gradient fashion to create the sense that the characters were gradually being saturated with colour. The colour was shown as a rising tide of water that could not be stemmed, eventually flooding the show. From this point on, colour was considered the normal, and within 5 years of colour starting, almost 80% of Australian homes had a colour TV set. Included in the text version is a link to an interesting article on the ABC introduction of colour. Upcoming events. Club Technical Night, Wednesday the 13th of July, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 p.m. until whenever. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night on the 70cm repeater, VK7RJG, and linked to the South Fire repeater, VK7RAF, conducted from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. These SSTV images will be available on the NTARC website under blogs. Remember, to be able to link with VK7RAF, you must enable a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz. Test Net and TechNet, Wednesday the 20th of July. Test Net CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards and recently delivered mugs. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC. News from the South. Wyson, Tasmania South, barbecue and annual general meeting. Wyson, Tasmania South will be having their annual barbecue and AGM on Sunday, the 17th of July, at the residence of Peter Henry, VK7TPE and Maureen, at 30 Hague Road in Snug. All are welcome to attend, so if you're in the neighbourhood, then why not pop in, have a drink and a sausage, and catch up with some of the Wyson Amateur Radio contingent. The barbecue starts at midday, and the AGM will follow at 1400. BYO food, drinks and XYLs. For queries and directions, contact the secretary at VK7WCN at wia.org.au. And that's from the Wyson Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Ham Radio Trivia Night. This Wednesday night, the 13th of July 2022, from 7:30 p.m, REAST will be holding a ham radio trivia night. This will be a fun-filled night that will be a hybrid event held in person at REAST's Queen's Domain Club Rooms and online. Don't forget to bring your smart device along for the night. See you there. And that's 73 from the REAST Committee. Ham Radio Fox Hunt Morning. REAST will be having a fox hunt day on Saturday the 23rd of July, meeting at the Domain from 9:30 a.m. Get your Yagi antennas and attenuators ready for a fun morning of searching for our foxes. There will be a prize to be won on the day for finding the fox too. We'll have a lower power trial fox hunt on the Domain, followed by a city-wide hunt. The fox will be hidden somewhere within the Greater Hobart area on the 2-metre band. Get your friends together and form a team to try and track down our elusive fox. We currently have a very limited supply of tape measure Yagis at the club rooms, so it might be a good opportunity to hit up Bunnings and start building. At this stage, we're also planning to have a barbecue too, so come along and have a fun-filled day with us at the Domain club rooms. More info to come. 73 from the REAST Committee. Training and Assessments. REAST's next Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is Saturday the 30th of July 2022. Please note this has been moved back 1 week so as not to clash with the Fox Hunt Day. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett of VK7KK, the REAST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REAST Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REAST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. REAST August Presentation. Accessible GD77 Software. Our August presentation will be given online by the software developer Joe Stevens, VK7JS, who lives at Exeter on the Tamar River. For those who don't know, Joe is totally blind, but instead of this holding him back, he has developed a reputation for developing software for the vision impaired. Joe has developed many pieces of software, including the very popular JAWS screen reader software that enables blind people around the world to access computers, including reading web pages, interacting with spreadsheets and much more, using speech and braille feedback. As heard earlier in this broadcast, Joe has developed the Accessible GD77 firmware to replace the standard GD77 firmware to make the handheld much more friendly to visually impaired, with lots of benefits for non-visually impaired people as well. Joe will take us through this development and the features he has built into the accessible GDD firmware. As an interesting note to the presentation, it will be coming via the low-orbit Starlink system that provides much lower latency than the high-orbit NBN SkyMaster system. Thanks to Joe for this presentation. 73 from the Reist Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. We started last Wednesday night with Richard, VK7ZBX, who was featured in the Netherlands Microwave and EME magazine following a 10 GHz EME contact between VK7BX and Jack, Papa Alpha 3 Delta Zulu Lima. Thanks, Richard and Jack. Gary, VK7JGD, then continued his series on the configuration of the Yaesu FT897. Gary homed in on what is available in the area of noise reduction and digital signal processing, or DSP. Gary was very impressed by the DSP capability after experiencing significant power line interference on an ILLW field day that his Kenwood TS130 could not handle. Suffice to say, Gary now uses the FT897 he is demonstrating. Gary also demonstrated some little-known functions where you can learn Morse code. Thanks, Gary. Ron Cullen then brought in his radio-controlled Spitfire aircraft that is made from 6 cardboard beer cartons. Ron described its construction and the neat power unit that is a standard size and mounting that can be transferred between different RC models. Thanks, Ron. Justin then quickly showed the Ryden RD6018 60-volt 18-amp fully configurable power supply. Justin demonstrated some of the basic functions and talked about his experience with the RF interference created by the PSU. We finished off with a reminder of future events. We go into recess for a fortnight, as this week is the Ham Radio Trivia Night. At 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 5 PM AEST. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 AM. NTARC TestNet and TechNet, Wednesday the 20th of July, TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 PM till 7:30 PM, and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 PM till about 8:30 PM. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 13th of July from 7:30 in the NTARC Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 PM, live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. VK7 SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset. CTS, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north to south. And on VK7RJG, a 141.3 Hz CTCSS tone to link with VK7RAF. Events. Reist, 15th of July, Ham Radio Trivia Night. in person at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and online from 7:30pm. Wyson Tasmania South, 17th of July. Wyson BYO Barbecue and AGM at VK7TPEQTH from noon. Reese, 23rd of July, Fox Hunt Day. Start from Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9:30am. Reese, 3rd of August, Accessible GD77 presentation with VK7JS. Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30pm. VK7, 5th to 6th November. Save the date. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, Entark and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS. 80 metres VK7ALH. 40 metres VK7JGD. 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHFCB15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7CR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to I've Just Missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day, 73, and stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.